92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear that song, you know it's time for ADX Digital. Tasca is here. Brian is here. Both marketing consultants here at NewsRadio923.com and Cat Country 98.7 and ESPN and Playlist. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I got them all in. Good morning, y'all. Welcome.
Good morning.
Okay. Tell me everything. What are we going to talk about today?
Video.
Ooh, video marketing.
You know, it's the new school year. Mm-hmm. It's the new TV season.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that matters that much anymore.
True. This is true.
But there's a lot of really cool streaming stuff that's getting ready to come out.
Right.
So we thought we would talk about video. I mean, we were talking earlier about sports, all the really cool sports events that are happening in the next 6 months that include all this wonderful football.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great weekend for some people.
Not
for you people. Sorry about that.
Everybody's walking. It's so funny. Everybody's walking around me like eggshells. I'm really okay.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay.
Are you though?
Yeah. Well, she's an Auburn fan. We've discussed this. I support Auburn when I can.
Auburn?
I'm Tennessee.
It's the orange. It was the orange.
Let's take it back to the top of the show. Let's back this up.
Let's rewind that. I guess. Well,
you know, I will say this. I only pull against Georgia when Tennessee's playing Georgia.
That's true.
So, you know, it's not like they're my nemesis team by any means.
That's true. That's very true. And that's true for Tess with Tennessee. That's absolutely
okay,
true.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Okay.
Can we all,
but anyway.
Are we all friends?
Anyway, we're all friends.
We're okay.
But we were talking about all the really cool sports programming that's coming up over the next 6 months.
Yes.
All the way across football season, and then we're going to get into playoffs, and we're going to get into the big game. And then right after that, guess what? The Olympics are going to happen.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Yeah.
So there are so many cool things going on. That's just sports. I mean, look at all this other programming that's getting ready to come out. I mean, Landman's getting ready to come out. The Madison is getting ready to come out. And a lot of these other shows that we've been anticipating for quite a while mm-hmm. that are on our streamers that we put ads in. I mean, lots of people are excited about a lot of these shows that are getting ready to come out during the next 3 or 4 months.
Well, this is exciting.
So, what does that mean to you,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Business Person
mm-hmm.
or Mrs. Business Person, as far as how can you advertise and reach those people who enjoy that programming, whether it is scripted programming with these series or whether it's sports?
Right.
Well, let's talk about how we can do that.
Okay.
Of course, our main product is going to be what we now call CTV. That's connected televisions. So that is the biggest number of networks or streamers now, that have ad supported options that we have access to. Now that is going to be, it's going to include some of your premiums, but not all of them. But what does it include? It's going to include, Peacock and Paramount. And Paramount Plus is getting ready to really blow
mm-hmm.
up in the fall.
Yes.
It's got a bunch of stuff. Tulsa King just started.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these are great shows. If you're into these shows, whether you're into them or not, your customer base is into them. So you've got to be ready to try to reach the people that are your customer base or your prospect base.
And things like Pluto TV, for instance.
Pluto,
which
yeah.
hit the
oh,
scene
right.
and exploded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It turns out people like watching free things if they have to watch
yeah,
some ads.
Absolutely.
They don't care so much.
Right, right.
And some people will say, well, I don't want to do the digital TV stuff because people just pay to remove the ads and so you don't see ads. Statistically, that is not supported by the data. People would rather watch the free stuff and watch the commercials, which is how we then target them.
Do you know what the what the number is, the percentage of people that will go with the free programming options or the ad-supported programming options? 83%.
Really?
So that means only 17% are paying to have ads completely removed.
That's really interesting, actually.
Right.
And it's funny because we are used to seeing the advertising. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I kind of like seeing the ads.
Yep.
Especially when they're targeted towards me.
It's part of the entertainment. Have you ever watched a show and then watched a show with, like, your kids who are, like, 30. Mm. I've done that. The ads are totally different.
Right.
When I go next door and watch football with my son-in-law, the ads he sees are completely different than the ones I see.
Oh, yeah. So
this is how it works.
Yeah, so interesting.
Hey, you know, we have a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. We were at their house recently, and we're seeing all these ads for Pampers. And we don't see those at our house.
You might soon, though. Different kind, I guess. But.
Well, yeah.
Totally different product. Yeah,
sorry.
If I start searching for baby products online, then there's a good chance I'll start seeing some
of those. That's right. Well, yeah. That's Amazon reference there.
There you go.
That's right.
That's later in the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So let's talk more about CTV, connected TV. That is video programming transmitted via the internet that's not on traditional cable, not on broadcast, not on satellite. And we are showing your 15-second or 30-second ads to this audience. So, basically, it's for the most part all of your streamers except for your premiums. Now, it'd be easier for me to tell you what that doesn't include.
Yeah.
Okay, here, what it does not include is going to be Netflix. It's going to be Hulu, and with this product, it's going to be Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I think everything else is included, right?
I mean, those are the big ones because those are not technically ad-supported platforms.
Right. Well, they have ad-supported platforms, but we don't have access to them with this product because they're still extremely, extremely expensive. And we like to keep our prices as low as possible. I mean, I'll be honest, we can probably get you that product. Just tell us, but be prepared not to have sticker shock.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, okay, now let's flip that over to Amazon. We also have Amazon Video with Amazon Prime. So that is another option. But with that one, you're going to start out only using the Amazon data that the prospects or viewers have collected.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we're not going to start with our regular targeting strategies with Amazon. That one's a little bit different. We always start with the data for each individual person that we're going to try to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And the data that Amazon supplies us. And then that builds really quickly, and we're still able to get to the same, use a lot of very similar targeting strategies to get to those folks. But, of course, Amazon Prime is huge as well. That's probably one of the best premium options that we have. And then the other one that we have is YouTube TV.
Well, that's huge.
Now, that is kind of like buying a cable system.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get so many people. That one, you do start out with the geography, and then you do layer in the behaviors and the other targeting strategies that we've talked about. And that way you're going to reach, people who are looking at all these different, you might even see ads or see your ad on some of the local broadcast networks.
Mm-hmm.
So with YouTube TV, that is going to, or we call it YouTube Plus, delivers targeted, unskippable ads. Now, again, these are unskippable. Anytime you've got connected TV, you're talking about unskippable ads. Across the YouTube, not actual YouTube, but YouTube television, YouTube movies, and Google TV.
Wow.
Is all included in that.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break talking to Tasca and Brian with ADX Digital Marketing. If you have a question for them, or maybe they're talking about some things you're thinking, I might be interested in that, but let me ask this. So now's the time to send that question in. 850-437-1620. We'll be back with more about how you can help your own business grow. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're talking about ADX Digital. We have Tasca King with us, Brian Prowski, who is here with us. I said Prowski, didn't I? Doggone it, Prowitz. I am going to get his name
right.
We're
all getting to know each other a little bit. It's fine.
And we're talking about ADX Digital, specifically about video. So tell us more.
Okay, so I want to backtrack just a minute and talk a little bit more about Amazon. So Amazon Video is using Amazon targeting data to reach people with your video ads on Amazon.com, as well as Prime and other Amazon-owned properties such as Twitch TV. So if you're trying to reach young men that like gaming, let's talk Amazon.
Twitch, gosh.
And, of course, thousands of other websites and apps that Amazon has partnered with.
So can I give an example of how I've used that
absolutely.
In the past?
Absolutely.
Okay. HVAC. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we want homeowners, we want female homeowners, because they make the decisions in the house on the money. They do.
Smart man, this guy.
So if female homeowners were within the geographic area we wanted, were mm-hmm. searching for things like air filters for their HVAC, portable heating devices, portable air conditioning, anything where you could order it on Amazon, they fell into the bucket that then we advertised to for the HVAC company because they had given off an indication, the people out there had given off an indication that they were interested in some sort of heating or air conditioning in their house. Well, we want to ping them mm-hmm. to say, think about our company over here. And so that's an example of how Amazon shopping behavior can lead to a targeted audience for your product.
Right.
That makes perfect sense. And very effective, I would imagine.
Yeah, really.
Right?
Okay, so we've talked about CTV. We've talked about YouTube TV. And we've talked about Amazon Prime, all with connected TV. Now let's talk about just online video. Now, online video is a little bit different. Targeting and all pretty much is very, very similar. However, they're about probably two-thirds of the time with online video, you will have some skippable ads, okay? But with video ads, again, they're 15 or 30-second ads, and they will play before or during content mm-hmm. that someone has clicked to watch. It can be or appear on thousands of websites and apps across all devices. Some are skippable, some are unskippable, and they will use those targeting strategies. So remember, everything except for Amazon is going to start out with layering in that geography, where you want your ads to be seen, and then those behaviors. How, you know, what are people doing online that makes us believe that they are in the market for your service or product? And then don't do a whole lot of keywords with video, but you can with online video.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically what that means is if you're watching a show on your television, unless you have one of those high-tech remotes, you're not going to click on an ad. Sometimes you can pause an ad and click on it. It depends on your TV and your remote,
mm-hmm.
whether or not you have the ability to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if you're online, you can click on just about any ad.
And that's including your phone.
Right,
so
right.
So think about all the places you go where there's you click on the story to read the story, and there's a little video at the top, and it's got the little play button, and you hit play on it because you want to see whatever that video is. Most of the time these days, you sit through a 15 or 30 second commercial at the front of that,
mm-hmm.
and we can deploy your ad right there.
Which is great.
And it doesn't matter what website. It doesn't matter where on the internet. We can get that in front of the person you're trying to reach with your message because they fit the profile that we've established.
Mm-hmm. It really is extraordinary when you think about it.
It is.
It's so targeted, but it's making the best use of your dime.
Right. So let's
talk. And the reporting that comes back?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, talk about that.
It is. Well, the reporting, of course, we get reports every month. And, clicks are not a big thing with video. That's one of the main things that we report on with our regular reporting. But you will see the different network or streamers that your ads will run on.
Mm-hmm.
You will see, help me out.
Video completion rate.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see impressions. We can also break down who inside that target audience responded or saw the ad,
mm-hmm.
where they were, that kind of thing.
When you say video completion rate, does that mean whether the person watched the whole thing?
Yes.
That's
the online thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about watching on a television, it's almost always 98%, 99%.
Wow. Okay. That's a good percent. That's pretty high.
If they're unskippable, then they're going to complete the video.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are skippable, which a lot of them might be online, then they might work. It's 25, 50, 75, and 99% or 100%.
Okay, we got a text that just came in. I like the idea of video. Can you help me create mine?
Well, we have resources that can help you create a really good video.
Uh-huh.
But there are some products, and we weren't really talking about them today, but one of them, an example, would be our social mirror. And anything that you might do with the Meta product, the Facebook and Instagram,
mm-hmm.
where you can create your own with oh. your cell phone. And we've seen that done a lot with people that use like to use video within the Meta product or within social mirroring.
Okay.
So we could help you with that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But we can definitely give you resources if you want to do a regularly produced commercial.
Okay.
That would run on connected TVs.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Tasca and Brian to talk more about ADX Digital on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk. We're talking with Tasca King, Brian Prowski, both marketing consultants here. Did I say it wrong again? I sure did. Prowitz. Prowitz. I'm going to get this. That's a slur. It's in my brain. It's
you're
okay.
Doing great, Mag.
Brian Prowitz. So now I hope everyone wrote that down. So tell us more.
Okay, so we talked briefly about the ratio of folks who watch ad-supported streaming platforms versus the premium no-ad platforms being like at 83%.
Okay.
So, let's, you know, that's huge. That gives you a huge number of people that we have access to through streaming. But also think about this. Nationally, we're almost at 60% of the country has cut the cord.
Wow.
60%. So that means that, and even the ones that haven't cut the cord, it's over 90% of people that still have access to streaming platforms,
mm-hmm.
whether they have actually cut the cord or not. So that just, by shifting your video and or your video ads from the mainstream over to streaming, you're not going to lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to lose viewers because we've still got them. And when you look at the cost, it ends up being a lot cheaper than it was with the old school running an ad schedule on the NBC or ABC mm-hmm. or CBS affiliates locally, mm-hmm. or even running an ad schedule with the cable company.
And we could show you, by the way, how far your budget will go
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
from impressions within the target audience that we're talking about.
So right. what they need to do then, how do they get in touch with you to actually sit down? And it's a free consultation to sit down and talk
Absolutely.
About it?
Absolutely. Yep. The best thing to do is give us a call, 850-262-6000, and ask for Jeff Wayne. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts. And then we would like to come out and meet with you and explain to you how these products work. And again, that first meeting is not a sales pitch at all. It is not anything you will be expected to spend any money for. It's just for you to learn how digital marketing can work for you and your business.
Not only is it free, I might bring you a coffee if I sit
down. Okay.
Yeah, you know, or a kombucha or whatever you're into.
Okay, well, there's a promise.
I'll just charge Tasca's tab.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
There you go. And what's that number again?
850-262-6000.
All right, I'm going to get this right. It kills me. Thank you, Tasca King and Brian Prowitz.
You did it.
I got it right.
Good job.
Hey. They are part of the marketing teams here at ADX Digital. Hope you both have a great day. Thank you for being here as
thanks.
Always. And thanks to you listeners for listening to Pep Talk. We appreciate you. Have a happy Monday.